On this Veterans Day, we're going to talk about who's to blame and who should pay for the loss of American lives in wartime. More than 200 veterans and veterans' families are accusing six European banks of helping enemies of the U.S. during the war in Iraq, leading to American deaths and injuries. They filed a federal lawsuit accusing the banks of conspiring with Iranian banks to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. They claimed that those actions enabled Iran to fund militant groups that carried out targeted attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. Alison Frankel is a legal columnist for Reuters, and she writes the On the Case blog. She's with us now. Alison, thanks for making time for us.
Thanks so much, Sasha, for having me.
And in terms of the legal challenge here, how tough will it be to draw a line from the European banks to attacks that Iranian-funded groups allegedly carried out against Americans?
That's a great question. This is a novel suit. The theory in it has not been tested in court before, and the challenge will be that there is not evidence of a direct link between the European banks and the groups that carried out these attacks on U.S. troops.
And then,
on
the plus side.
I was saying on the plus side, there is evidence from the bank's own agreements with U.S. prosecutors and banking regulators that they did violate U.S. sanctions on Iran and engage in transactions on behalf of Iran.
So there have been settlements, negotiated agreements on that piece of it.
Yes. So step one is completed. The next two steps, that Iran actually funded these groups that carried out the attacks, and then that the actions by the European banks permitted Iran to finance the groups, are the untested links.
So, Alison, is the suit alleging that the European banks were aware of where this money was going, or that they should have been aware?
It's more a should-have-been-aware situation. The suit is hoping to establish that because the banks knew that they were engaging in transactions that the U.S. considers illegal on behalf of Iran, that Iran would use the money to fund militant operations.
And do you have a sense of how hard that will be for the plaintiffs to prove?
Well, as I said, it's an untested theory, and the law itself is not entirely clear on whether there's room for this kind of conspiracy allegation. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. But the lawyers who brought the case are experienced in these terror funding suits. They are the lawyers who won a verdict this summer in Brooklyn, finding that a bank called Arab Bank, which is based in Jordan, was responsible for funding Hamas attacks in Palestine and Israel.
In the brief time we have left, we actually spoke with one of those lawyers in these cases. It's Gary Osen. We asked him why the vets want to bring the suit, and here's what he said.
They want to draw attention to the unique role and the underreported role that Iran played in killing and maiming U.S. troops in Iraq between 2004 and 2011.
And Alison, before we let you go, we should note that we did reach out to all the banks for comment, and they declined to comment or did not get back to us. But maybe in coming weeks or coming months, we'll be able to talk with you more about this. Alison Frankel is a legal columnist for Reuters. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.